So we're back. All the news that's new and improved by the U.S. Army, the sweetest smelling army in the world. Oh, wait. Here goes Good Morning Vietnam again. I'm telling you, that's one of the best movies that I love watching. It just, Robin Williams couldn't do it any better. He will be missed. So this is season 2, episode 5. And today's episode is on a lighter note. As you know, this podcast, I talk about being a cancer survivor, being a rabbi, being an actor, being a background investigator. I try to change the topic up all the time. Public affairs officer for the New York Guard. What else? Life in general. So the other day, I finally had the chance to schedule an appointment and meet my photographer for new headshots, actor headshots. I have an agent, and the agent said, "Yeah, your pictures are nice. I have a good headshot, but it's kind of too smiley." And I said, "What do you mean too smiley?" She's like, "Well, you know, if you want to be in roles that are more serious as an FBI agent or a business guy, or we have to show that you're versatile." I was like, okay, that's like too smiley. So I've been trying to get these headshots done for the longest time. I had it set up with a guy in Queens several months ago, and they just didn't have the money. Things popped up and everything else. So I finally decided, okay, I got to put aside the money. I got to do this because it's going to help me get some more principal work, speaking roles. And called our wedding photographer, Florin at Lighthouse Photography. And I said, do you do headshots? I know you do weddings. And he said, of course. So I explained to him what I want, you know, told him what the agent said. He said, okay, don't worry about that. I got you. So we were supposed to do this a month ago. Of course, COVID, all this delayed everything. And then he said, listen, he's like, let's do this in May, because normally he said he'd be slammed with weddings. So he's quiet right now. And I said, all right. I said, don't worry, we'll do it in the studio and we'll keep social distancing. He'll wear a mask the whole time and everything else. And I said, what about me? He's like, what, you want to take pictures with your mask the whole time? He said, I don't think those would be good headshots. I didn't wear a mask during the headshots. But in between, I would put it on, and when he'd show me the camera, the pictures close up, we were both wearing masks. So I had to pick 3 different looks, a serious look, looks. What you want to wear, that's a look. When you go to a TV show and you pick for background, they say, okay, bring 2 different looks. You're going to need a look to play a jogger in the street, and then your second look will be nondescript background, or you're a lawyer, and then you're going to be, a passerbyer. So that's what they mean when we say looks. So going through my closet with with my wife, she was helping me, and I said, I need a suit. And remember, headshots is just waist up, so don't need the pants. And so we picked the suit and the shirt. And then I said, okay, I need a casual look, and then I need another look. And I probably brought 6, 7, 8 different collared shirts. I brought 2 jackets. I brought a suit. And the whole time, she says, what are you wearing? What pants are you wearing? And I said, I'm not wearing any pants. Well, I am wearing pants. I said, I'm wearing my jeans. And she's like, how can you wear your jeans with your jacket? Your suit jacket. And I said, it's a headshot. It's, I need 4 different looks, or 3 different looks. We actually ended up with 5 with the photographer. With a suit, business look, a casual look, and like a hipster type of look. I don't know if I looked hipster, but a night going out clubbing type of look. And it was just so funny because she's so used to helping me putting together my looks for when I go to do background work or TV work. You need full pants that match the shirt, jacket that match the pants. And they tell you specifics have to be gray, brown, this, that. And sometimes it's so hard to find clothes to match what the look they are looking for. It was great. I met the photographer. We did about 5 looks, with the suit, with the tie, with the shirt, a collared shirt, with a blazer, and then we did some fun stuff outside. So you'll see those later. That was some more. I'd call it high fashion in jeans and a sweatshirt and glasses. But he was playing around and having some fun. So those were all casual fun stuff. And that was a good 2 hours. So I'm waiting for these headshots. Took most of them all indoors, with a background, with flash, without flash, available light. I'm gonna get some good headshots. So acting work, this 2 steps. You got to submit your look. You have to have your good headshots. You have to have them on casting websites. I have mine on Actors Access, which my agent also submits me for principal work, speaking work roles, and I'm on casting networks, where I also self-submit for stuff, and they go by your headshots that you submit. So you could have 6, 7, 8 different headshots, and you pick the headshot that you think that's going to best fit that description that they're looking for. So I'm always applying for FBI agents and cops and Secret Service agents and businessmen and politicians. I never get called for those because my look is too smiley. So now I'm going to have a serious look with the tie and more serious look. And hopefully I'll end up getting some of those parts. So look for me on this current season of Billions. I don't know what episode I'm in, but I play a Yonkers Council city member, and I'm standing right behind the main actor. So look for me on Billions. Once this COVID thing eases up, I'm going to hopefully get some more TV work. So this is my story, the day in the life of an actor today. And what we go through to get that perfect headshot. And we want that look. So hopefully you'll like my look, or casting agents will like my look, and I'll get some more TV stuff. So that's all for today. Hope to see you all soon. Please listen, support me, support my podcast, share it, have fun. Hey, and be safe out there. Thanks a lot. Take care.